bug could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Welcome, Steve Newell.
Hey, hey. How's things?
It's good. Now, I feel like there's a bit of rain around recently, which means it's great for being indoors and watching television and or going to the cinema.
Yeah, and I've enjoyed being in a couple of non-chain cinemas over the last week.
Oh, yeah? Which ones were you?
I bailed from here last week, I headed off to see Evil Dead Rise, the new film in the Evil Dead series, which played at Balmoral's Capital Cinema.
Everyone's raving about it.
Yeah, it's real good. We'll get to the movie in a second, but the first thing I will note about the Capital in Balmoral is not just a great kind of suburban cinema, one that has lots of memories for me. I remember going to see Dazed and Confused there when that came out, and then I went back and saw it again the next night because I was like, this is too cool. Man. Everyone, you need to come and see this.
Wow.
It's sort of had a long relationship with that room. It's it's a really nice place to watch movies. It's on that kind of, it's got the layout where you're higher than the bottom of the screen is. You're not sitting in one of those cinemas where it's a big neck crane.
Yes.
When Event redid their Broadway cinema, the one that's above the Olympic Pool in Newmarket.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of stuffed it all up. Like every seat there, you're looking at on like a 30 degree angle up.
Yes.
And it's like, no, that's too much. It's too much work.
Yeah.
Just like chill out, man. I mean, do you do that at home? Do you? Mm. Do you have an extremely acute angle from your couch? Probably not. But Capital Cinema screened Evil Dead Rise. This is the grubby, grimy new installment.
Is it heavy duty?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, there's. Probably objectively, it's not like awful, but there's just like in terms of its gore and its horror elements. But there's stuff in there I wasn't really expecting, and one of those was the degree to which they're prepared to show quite young teenagers getting really messed up on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're not talking, kids who are getting ready to graduate high school or going off to college.
Younger.
Well, like 13, 14 maybe?
Young kids.
That's
getting
pretty young. Like
munched
to be
on
like,
by zombies.
To be like getting stabbed and messed up. So that was welcome. But what I particularly enjoyed about this was while it moves the Evil Dead films, which have been predominantly Cabin in the Woods based, moves them to an apartment building in the central city, which funnily enough is... The apartment building next to the Auckland Central Library. So just maybe be careful if you're around that part of town.
So it was filmed in New Zealand?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
True.
Yeah. So doubling for certainly like, you know, a bunch filmed here. So you've got this urban environment, quite different to the Evil Dead films that have preceded it. But basically it's just a setting for another confined, horrible, wonderful horror where the creatures, the people that the people possessed by entities are just like awful and really trying to create as much terror.
No humour at all in this Evil Dead.
Oh no, it's funny as hell, but it's grim. It's really, really grim. But the kind of cackling deadites, what they are doing to put their human victims in this film through is really entertaining. But yeah, some good gore, some good stuff about it. But I think its pleasures lie in mostly just being grimy and nasty horror.
Mm-hmm.
Had a really good time. It was great. And Capital in Balmoral sells sweets by the paper bag. So if you're into a bit of a jet plane during your movie,
oh yeah, nice.
Quite like that. A little bit rustly though. I felt a bit. I popped out halfway through. Got a little snack top up, and just was a bit.
Yeah.
Wait for the loud bit, Steve. Wait for the loud bit. But yeah, thoroughly enjoyed Evil Dead Rise. Go check it out, especially if you can get to a screening with some mates. It was a nice, really nice atmosphere in the film. Apart from the person in the front row who had to be told off by an audience member because they were just filming the start of the movie.
What? Weird.
Like, it's annoying enough anyway,
yeah,
having your phone
don't
out.
Don't do that. What the hell?
Real weird. Don't know. A similar thing happened with Red, White and Brass, the local kind of family comedy about a young Tongan man who puts together a fake brass band to go to the Rugby World Cup, where they had to go to their social media telling people to stop putting it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Which,
oh man,
you know, in the words of the filmmakers, people thought they were celebrating it, encouraging people to see it, but it's like, no, you're actually just putting a movie on the internet.
That's piracy, people. Yeah.
You wouldn't steal a...
Yeah.
So from the kind of highs of Evil Dead Rise to a film I was very much looking forward to seeing but knew that it was having quite polarizing reviews, I went to see Bo is Afraid, which we mentioned briefly last week. This is the new film by Ari Aster, who has previously made Hereditary and Midsommar.
Mm-hmm.
This is not really in the horror genre per se. This is kind of a sprawling existential art house dread movie. Slash comedy, slash guilt.
Is it Joaquin Phoenix?
It is Joaquin Phoenix.
I saw some article doing the rounds about him suggesting people do not take magic mushrooms to go and see it.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. Mm-hmm. That's probably fair. Clocking in at 2 hours and 59 minutes.
Oh yeah. Oh my goodness. What a haul.
Yeah, basically. This is a film that is kind of in the tradition of like a Charlie Kaufman film. It's probably most reminiscent of his film Synecdoche, New York, starring the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. But basically, it's kind of this film from the perspective of an extremely neurotic man, Phoenix, on a mission to go and visit his mum, but all this stuff getting in the way. Like, for example, the sort of first act of the film sees him in his little apartment in downtown city, where outside is just kind of like every sort of form of urban degradation you can imagine. There's mm-hmm. drug addicts, there's crooked cops, there's murderers, it's just an urban hellhole.
Yes.
And it's quite entertaining. Like, this is, you know, the first hour of this film I enjoyed quite a lot. But as it kind of cycles through its maybe kind of six episodic chunks, just got more and more diminishing returns, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Until near the very end, when the great Parker Posey turns up, and having not seen her on the big screen for some time,
mm-hmm.
what a welcome addition to a film. But yeah, really, this film is definitely one that if you want to be part of the conversation, see it, but man, it's a slog. I really struggled. That runtime is punishing. And yeah, by the time you kind of get into the back end of the film, it's just not doing enough
it's not worth it
to make it worthwhile for me, unfortunately. So, bit of a bummer, but I don't know. You can't like these things. Like, if I was hearing myself talk, I'd still be going to watch this movie
mm-hmm.
because I need to see what that looks like.
Yes.
Do
you think you could revisit it in like 10 years and go, oh, it's a masterpiece?
There's definitely things about it that I'll be, like, there's heaps of it that I won't have got, right? This is a film that's kind of drenched in metaphor and allegory. There'll be a whole bunch of creative choices between this, you know, behind the stuff on screen, but really I just didn't enjoy it enough to want to go back to it.
How's this performance?
Awesome. Yes. He's one of the greats.
Mm-hmm.
Very faultless actor. Sadly struggled with that one. Now, maybe instead of going to see Bo's Afraid, you might want to do a bit of, maybe just like put your feet up on the couch and do some reading, perhaps. I don't know. Can we talk about reading
books
on this slot?
Yep. Yes, for sure.
Is this acceptable? It does relate to TV because Apple TV Plus have a new sci-fi show called Silo on the way. Mm-hmm. This premieres on Friday, May 5, and should be going to be a lot of chatter about this when it kicks off. This is a post-apocalyptic sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Cast includes Rebecca Ferguson, Common, Rashida Jones, Tim Robbins, and it's based on a series of sci-fi short stories / novels kind of grouped together under the name Silo, maybe more familiar to sci-fi fans as Wool, written by Hugh Howey. And the kind of gist of the show, well, I'll just read the actual synopsis maybe. Silo is the story of the last 10,000 people on Earth, their mile-deep home protecting them from the toxic and deadly world outside.
Mm-hmm.
However, no one knows when or why the silo was built, and any who try to find out face fatal consequences. I reckon this show, if it came out 2 years ago when we were all COVID-y, would be absolutely spot on. But nevertheless, as a fan of Howie's books, I'm really looking forward to seeing this come to the screen. And you've just got a bit of time to do some cramming of the source material between now and Friday week, if you can. It's an easy read.
Hugh Howley.
Hugh Howey, H-O-W-E-Y. He was the kind of poster child for Kindle publishing for a minute because he self-published this the initial short story, which became the Silo series, which became Wool.
Mm-hmm.
Self-published and was a big hit. You know, I think like all of these long-tail distribution systems, they have their two or three kind of people who it really works for, and then, mm-hmm. then everyone else wants to be them. Well, I think everyone wanted to be Hugh Howey after he made his throne out of Kindle mm-hmm. money.
Nice but, one. Anything else, Steve?
We'll talk more about that show when able. It is, maybe for next week. I'll double check when the embargo lifts on that one.
Excellent.
And have a natter. But that's it for today. I think the only other thing I'll note is if you haven't chipped in a few bucks to the King Loser doco, give a little page. Should give it a crack. Give a little King Loser documentary. It's been ticking along nicely, but got to get this thing looking and sounding great.
Excellent. All right, Steve, thank you.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.